Ruth chapter 3. Part 4. Mark the place. Ruth is told she should mark the place that he lieth down. The place he lieth down should be such a memorable, life-changing experience that every detail would indelibly be marked on her heart. She could never forget, even if she tried. This is stepping by faith onto the threshing floor where the chaff is separated from the grain by the Lord of the harvest. The tomb near Golgotha, where our Lord of the harvest voluntarily laid his life down to pay the price of redemption for you and I, should be marked permanently in our hearts so as never to forget his love and his care. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. When Christ laid down his life in that tomb, it qualified him as our Redeemer, allowing him to take us under his covering care all the days of our natural lives and throughout eternity. Ruth had the right motive to approach the Lord of the harvest. The supernatural blessings of grace from Boaz were wonderful, but she was now approaching him as her Redeemer, since he was the one qualified to do so. Ruth was told to lie at his feet, not at his head, showing her unworthiness. She agreed to do everything she was told by Naomi. She never questioned any instructions, was not one bit concerned of the costs or what others might say about her. It is interesting that Naomi told Ruth in verse 4 that after she did all that was instructed of her, Boaz would then personally tell her what to do. Ruth 3, verse 4, and he will tell thee what thou shalt do. After the introduction of Boaz to Ruth and learning about her kinsman redeemer, Naomi steps back and the groom and bride speak directly to each other. The mediator was no longer needed. An intimate relationship between bride and groom would take over as Boaz personally would tell Ruth what to do next. Ruth 3, verse 5, and she said unto her, all that thou sayest unto me, I will do. This is the type of quality commitment our Lord is looking for from each one of us. He gave everything and laid down his life to set us free from the law. So we now must lay down our lives of laws and traditions to enter his grace. When he rose from the dead in the power of his resurrection, so did we. Philippians 3, 9 and 10. And be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death.